I just want to start off by making a brief clarification from last time. I think it was Esther. I think you came and asked me. I quoted a Mamar Chazal, which was, "In Adam Lomid Torah, Elab Makom Shilo Chafetz." Was it you asked me about this?
Yeah.
So the Mamar Chazal that I quoted last time was that a person can only learn Torah in a place where his heart desires. I just wanted to flesh that out for a moment. I didn't mean to quote it out of context. The idea behind it is that what a Jew is supposed to do is go and examine every aspect of Torah that's relevant to them. Examine Chumash, examine Navi, examine Ketuvim, examine Mishnayot, examine Chazal, examine Musar, Hashkafa, all levels of Torah. When a person has fully engaged all areas of Torah and knows not what's easiest for me to learn, not what seems at first glance what I want to learn, but when I've engaged all aspects of Torah that are relevant to me, whatever areas of Torah may be relevant to you based on whatever you've learned along your lifetimes, whatever, you know, chelak chalakim of Torah are shaykh to you, then one needs to make a decision and an understanding. Now that I've looked through all of these things, what is the part of Torah that really speaks to me the most? But one can only answer that question after investigating all areas of Torah. Then you can put your whole effort, the whole thrust of what you're doing, the emphasis of what you're doing, it's not exclusive, but the emphasis of what you're doing in a place where you know deep down that's what your chelak in Torah is. But it takes time, and it's not something a person makes, it's not a decision a person makes immediately. It takes a lot of time and effort and cheshbon nefesh to come to that. But then one does come to that from a genuine place. In Adam Lomed Torah, and a person can only really get into Torah in a place where his heart desires and it speaks to him or her. Okay? Just to clarify that from last time. In any event, where we left our characters last time was what seemed to be almost a telegraphed, obvious question of the chassid. Right, we kind of saw it coming a mile away, which was, Amar HaChassid, Achi, Yadata Harbe, you know all of this stuff, he went through all of knowledge, last time, according to the Chacham and the Ramchal. Achma Shetzarich L'Shlemut Atzmecha HaYadata, what you need for your own self-perfection, do you know? Uma Sheshiach Beincha L'Bein Konecha, and what's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Do you really know? And we kind of want like the Chacham to be like, oh, you know, I never thought about it that way. Right? We kind of expect that to be the answer. But watch now, over the next couple of pages, the piety of the Chacham. I always, when I read this, I always think to myself, like, I wish I was as much of a chassid as the Chacham is. Then we'll see the chassid's perspective. Watch the Chacham's response. Mayash mutshel hadam. What's the perfection of man except to hear the word of God? And to guard all of his mitzvot, each mitzvah in its time. When I know the halachas of Shas, and I know all of the opinions of the commentaries, then I know what I need for my perfection and what's between me and me and God. What to do? Well, that was a kind of basic answer, right? Meaning, yes, the only way you can know what to do is if you learn what to do. That wasn't really what the chassid was asking. So the chassid says, "Emet davar, that's true. Kishiyadata kolze, yadata mashad mitzareich lishlimut mitzad maasecha. When you know all of this, you know what to do in terms of your actions, and that's imperative. You need to know what to do. Ach mashad mitzareich lecha leinyan ze mitzad libcha umachshevotecha hayadata." But what you need to know in terms of your heart and your mind, your internal world, your internal process, do you know that? Says the Chacham. Kfar Chachamim Gidu Klal Gadol Kalelu. The Chachamim already told us this, and they made a very big principle. V'chol ma'asecha yu l'shem shamayim. Says the Chacham, of course all of my actions are l'shem shamayim. And of course I know that. A person, it's Chazal. Everything a person does needs to be l'shem shamayim. Says the Chassid. Im kein, if so, shneinu maskimim al davar echad. We at the very least agree on one thing. She'ein dai ha-ma'aseh liyot oved Elokim. The action is not enough to be a servant of God. Ach she'tzarich kavanat ha-lev v'yosher ha-machshava. You need the intention of the heart and the straightness or the clarity of mind. The mind needs to be focused in its place and the heart needs to be focused in its place. And he's claiming that the Chacham is doing this. He's claiming, the Ram Chal is claiming, that they're on the same page. Right, again, like Halavai, like we were starting from a place was, well, yeah, all of my mind and heart's in the right place, what else do I have to do? That's really where the Chacham's starting from. Now watch the Chacham's response. Umi ha'isha Chacham v'yachishet zot. Who's a true Chacham who would deny this? Parentheses, unfortunately, there are a lot of people who would call themselves a Chacham bizman hazeh, who would overtly deny this. Not so simple. Like I said, what's in this text is going to vary very strongly from what we assume is the perspective of the Ramchal. He's saying that everybody understands this. This is pshat, says the Chacham. Any Chacham would do this. Adarabah, he says the opposite, even stronger. Ikar ha'avudahu kavanat ha'lev. The Chacham holds that the main intent that a person has, the main avoda for a person is, a person's kavana, a person's heart. That's the essence. The Chacham says this, that's the essence. Ukvar amru rabotinu zichonam livracha. Our rabbis have already said in brachos, seichel tov l'chol osehem. A person needs to bring a seichel tov, a strong mind, a mind that's in a good place to every action that they take. What does it mean? Le'osim lishma, v'lo lo'osim shelo lishma. To make sure that everything you do is lishma. Everything you do is for the sake of heaven. V'kol ha'useh shelo lishma, he keeps quoting the Gemara, and anybody who takes any action that's not lishma, noach lo shelo nivra, better that he wouldn't have even been created. It's a strong statement from Chazal, that the Chacham's quoting as an obvious way in which a person needs to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ukraketiv, vayifatu befihem, uvilshonam yichazvu lo, vilibam lo nachonimo. They flattered him with their mouths, but they lied with their tongues, and their hearts were not directed toward him. Quoting a pasuk from Tehillim, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach amar, leiv tov. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach says that the most important mida that a person has is a good heart. V'yichriya Rabbi Yochanan Meitzakai rabo kemoto. And Rabbi Yochanan Meitzakai decided amongst all of the opinions of his students that this was true, that he was right, that a leiv tov is the most important attribute to have. V'zeh pashut vadai. This is obvious, says the Chacham. Ki misha oseh ma'asim tovim. That a person who does good actions with the wrong intent, it turns out that he's using the vessels, the weapons of the king himself, to rebel against him and to damage his honor. That's a person who does a mitzvah without proper kavanah. Ve'ein lecha ra'a gdola mizo.
So, what about the statement like shelo lishma ba'lishma?
So, I have to assume that when he says here, ki mi she'osa ma'asim tovim bekavana lo tova, he means negative intent.
Like, okay.
To glorify myself, to make myself seem wonderful, to
so
gain a better position.
Right intent with the...
Zero intent.
Okay.
We can work from. Right. But the first thing a person needs to uproot is if a person is going with negative intent, that could be mitok shol lishma ba lishma, but then on a certain level it's still lishma.
Right.
I'm lishma, doing it shol lishma in order to get it to lishma.
Right.
But there are people who abuse Torah. There are people who I don't know what goes on. This is my first opportunity to learn what actually happens on the ins and outs of a women's Beit Midrash. In a men's Beit Midrash, very often, you'll see like in yeshivas and like Shana Aleph, Shana Bet, like there are guys who like will sit there and learn and learn and learn and learn and learn. And look like they're staggering away, and they just want to be the last guy who's out of the Beis Medrash. They'll stay there till like 11:04, so that way the other guy who is just like sweating it out and waiting to pass out leaves at 11 o'clock. He was there 3 more minutes, so he can say, "I was the last guy out last night." Then why are you learning? You're learning in order to show, to order to boost your own ego. That's shelo lishma. When I'm doing something, when I'm going and I'm washing my hands in front of everybody and yelling out an Alon Tilas Yadayim for the sole purpose of showing everybody I'm a big person, I'm saying a tremendous bracha with kavana, not like you people. It's about my honor, it's about my kavod. That's using God's mitzvot for the opposite of their intent. The goal of the mitzvot is to bring one closer to God, and I'm just coming closer to myself. That's the general understanding of using it in a negative way. Hopefully none of us are doing that, and if we are, so it's time to move beyond that to greater levels of Avodas Hashem. After reading that, I certainly would hope we'd all go in that direction. V'inei, ha-ma'asim hema kankan, says even further, our actions are only the externality. They're only the vessel. The kavana hayayin shebo. The wine, the main thing, that's the kavana. The goal, the essence, the only reason you have the wine flask is to hold the wine. It's for the kavana. Our rabbis have taught us, don't look at the outside. Don't look at what the vessel. Focus on what's on the inside. But a person who gathers iniquity for himself, a person who's really not doing anything, it's all negative intent, it's basically all of eras, and he's bringing it all together. It doesn't matter if he does every mitzvah under the sun. If the kavana there is not right, it doesn't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this like? L'makriv mincha b'chli tameh. Like one who brings an offering in an impure vessel to the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'mincha mitam'ah ba'avur hakli. Since the kli, since the vessel is impure, it impurifies the offering itself. Kilol ratzon tielo, it will not be appeasing for him. Ela ka'asher yavia tamincha bekli tahor b'it Hashem. When you bring a mincha to Hashem, bring it in a pure vessel. Ketiv, it says in the pasuk. Uketiv imatahi chinota libecha ufarasta et elav kapecha. If you've prepared your heart, and only if you've prepared your heart, then you can open up your hands to serve God. Meaning the actions follow the kavanot. The kavanot are at the core. That's the essence. That's the goal. Anybody here ready to head out? You have to go? Yeah? Okay, so we'll just read the chasid and then we'll stop. Achi, amarta harbe, my brother, you've said a lot. Umasha hayiti tzarich ani lomar lecha hikdamtani ata. My brother, you've told me a lot. And now, what I wanted to tell you, you've given me a great hakdama. That to him, in the mind of the chassid, that was a great preface. Now let's get to serious avodas Hashem. Next time, on Tuesday, Bezrat Hashem, we'll open up our minds to a whole new world of what avodas Hashem is really about. Bezrat Hashem.